Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Defense the best you will have faced thus far this season?
Yeah, I think just statistically and play style, they're playing at a high level. They're playing a lot of confidence. It's a lot of speed, a lot of disruption. They don't give you a whole lot of time to make decisions, and then there's enough change-ups in there that you just have to be good. You have to be sound, and you can't hold on to the ball. Coverage is sticky and linebackers are fast.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Are you ready?
Are you ready for a Patriots Friday, Keefe?
I was born ready, Jones. Bring it on. Patriots Friday. Keep this winning streak going. Smack around the Browns a little bit on Sunday.
Well,
I'm in.
Or will they?
Wow. They, Keefe? Good start.
It is a Patriots Friday. But not just a Patriots Friday.
No, it's a jam-packed program once again.
Top five Friday.
Yeah, we got a good one.
At 10:45, the top five Browns. All time.
Top five Browns.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I wonder how much overlap. Because we never see each other's lists. Sometimes I wish that we had, because there have been times where I'm like, oh, this is a good one, and then you also have it. Top five Saints was a good one a couple weeks ago.
Top five Saints was tremendous.
But we had too much overlap. There was like two or three overlaps.
I'm on Ross St. Brown.
Of all the Saints out there.
Yeah.
Well, tune in to find out if Amon-Ra St. Brown makes this one.
Damn it. He's not on mine. I'll tell you that right now. Famously, you forgot about St. Patrick.
I did.
And the St. Paul School.
I want to have the Saints back. I need to redo on Saints. Browns, I do feel confident
Super
in.
Bowl. For the Super Bowl, we
for the Super
do
Bowl.
That one. Yeah.
We could have done top 15 Browns.
Oh,
Browns was really difficult to whittle down to five.
It's going to be a jam-packed honorable mentions category.
We should start now with the honorable mentions.
When we do top five at 10:45, so stay tuned for that. It is also a day for the Friday four-pack of questions for Pats and Browns. At 11:30, we got the Week in Review, 12:45, of course.
Oh, the keys.
Don't miss the keys. Keefe's keys to Patriots and Browns at 1 o'clock, plus the Milkman.
Woo!
Milton Williams is going to join us on a Patriots Friday. We got the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Survivor picks for you and I, since
just
we're the only two remaining survivors.
The last two.
Just barely. I survived last week.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for that in the grab bag today. Plus all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Pats and Browns on Sunday, Keefe. It's, they're through the difficult three consecutive road game stretch.
Yeah.
They are back home. And if this were the NHL, I could just hear Razor telling us that it's the first home game after a road trip.
Yeah.
So, is this a case where we're looking at a potential trap game for the Patriots? Browns are a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
They're 7.5-point favorites. It's expected to be a low-scoring game. So, how are you a touchdown-plus favorite in a game where the over-under is 40, 40 and a half, whatever it is.
You're not expecting much from the Cleveland offense. That's why.
There's not a lot of margin for error, though, in there is my point. Does this qualify as a trap game?
No, I don't think it does, because I think there has been an emphasis put on the home games and like winning some home games. Like this road stretch was really impressive. They're 4-0 on the road. Mike Vrabel referred to them as road warriors, the Legion of Doom. But so far this year, your two losses, one of them now really in hindsight looks bad because Vegas might be one of the worst teams in the league.
Their only win is you.
Yeah, and that's the first game of the season.
And
but
Gino carved you up.
Smoked you. And then you turn it over a million times at home against Pittsburgh. And so your only home win so far is Carolina, another game where there was a slow start. But then, you know, then you rolled after that. But I think there's a lot of point of emphasis on that. Plus, there's Vrabel's. It's not even coach speak when you're talking about how good the Cleveland defense is. So even though overall they're not a very good team, they have reasons not to take them lightly, specifically Myles Garrett and even the rest of the guys on defense. They want to keep their winning streak going. You know, any given Sunday kind of thing, yeah, there's going to be upsets. There's going to be teams that are favored by or 7-point dogs that win this weekend probably. But I wouldn't view it as any kind of trap game, because I don't think it's like, oh, we're looking ahead to Atlanta or we're looking ahead to, like, if you had Buffalo next week, maybe it would qualify for that. But no, I think they know one of the things they need to do is figure out the starts, right, offensively and more specifically defensive starts, and start racking up some wins at home. So no, I think there's a lot of reasons for them to be all geared up.
Why do you think they struggle at home?
It's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it's they've only had three opportunities thus far, and Pittsburgh game is still so strange to me because they had a chance to go down and tie the game late, and then they couldn't do it. And five turnovers, and you were still in it. So, like, it's not like they got smoked by Aaron Rodgers, and it's not like Pittsburgh's defense was amazing. I mean, Ramondre Stevenson fumbled going into the end zone. Like, that game really...
The over
should have hit. Could have, would have, should have. Yeah, the over was a smart bet.
The over, I think that was a win for us officially.
It was a win.
Yeah.
Patriots money line and the over was a win, even though it was for sure a loss.
Even though I lost money on it, that should have been a win.
That money's not coming back, but I still feel good about that. The instincts were sound. No, but that's a weird one. Yeah, I don't know why they're bad. Now, I guess you could spin a positive and say the last time we saw them at home, they shook off a slow start and then rolled on Carolina, who over the last few weeks looks like maybe a decent team.
Yeah, actually not as horrible as we thought. Yeah. So I don't know why they've struggled at home. I don't have a good answer for it. It dates back multiple coaches. It's been a long time since they've struggled in this building. But I do think you tying it to why it's not a trap game is a smart way to look at it. They're not going to take any team lightly at home because they suck so bad at home.
Yeah.
Or at least Vrabel has the opportunity to really remind them of that. Like, guys, don't take anybody. We lost to the Raiders at home.
Right.
Okay. We turned it over five times against Pittsburgh at home. Even Carolina, as you just said, carved us up to start that game. Don't take anybody lightly at home. Okay. We've been good on the road. We are road warriors. It's time to, as Steph Diggs said this week, protect the house. And knowing what we know about the players and how they talked about Vrabel last week and his return to Tennessee, I think the players have a way of regurgitating right now what Vrabel is saying and buying in on what Vrabel's saying. And I bet you that's a good window into what Vrabel's saying. Mm-hmm. Guys, the theme of this week, protect the house, because we've been horrible at home. It doesn't matter that it's the Cleveland Browns. They are, by some metrics, one of the toughest defenses in the league. So you have it cut out for you at home, your work cut out for you, and we got to take care of business on our home field before we start taking anybody lightly. And as long as they do that, they should be fine. They're touchdown favorites for a reason. Mm-hmm. It might not be pretty. It may not be as easy to score as it has been for the last couple of weeks. Drake May turn it over.
Right.
He may have some
may not.
Incompletions. I think he may.
He may.
He may have some incompletions and not have the 80 or 90% completion percentage that he's had.
It could happen.
But I still think they win and win comfortably. The only way they don't is if for some reason they let up after the three-game road trip, and they should not because they've been so bad at home.
But I also think Mike Vrabel is the right guy in this sense where they're 5-2. That's awesome, but, like, you're 5-2. A lot of teams are 5-2. You know what I mean? Like, I think they've gotten a lot of positive attention in part because you didn't really know what it was going to look like, and maybe they've exceeded expectations because they could have been 5-2, But flip the Vegas and the Buffalo result, and you would have been like, all right, they didn't beat anybody.
Yeah,
but they beat Buffalo, so like that changes things. And so now it's like it's a stronger 5-2 than it could have been. But I think you have a veteran coaching staff, and you brought in a bunch of veteran players that have been on good teams. But like, what does that do? Like, all right, great, you're 5-2, but you got to sort of build on that. You got to continue to prove that you're good, because week to week, we see how everyone's talking up, you know, Tampa Bay, for example, then they go out and have an absolute dud. You know, you're talking up, you know, this team, and then they go out and stink. Or, like, you start to write off one team, and then, like, all the difference a week makes.
I mean, the Chargers last night are a good example.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I had Vikings money line. It's been a rough 48 hours for your boy on the gambling markets.
Should we run away from your bozo pick, or do we embrace it this week? What do we do? Yeah.
Maybe. I'm assuming all the games are fixed, which we'll get to.
I want my money back.
That's got to be what's going on.
I want all my money back.
Everything's got to be fixed based on the way that my bets have gone over the last 48 hours. But like,
can I get a refund check?
I still think the Chargers are kind of trash. They started hot. They've been bad. Last night they rolled.
They might be a playoff team, though.
Well, but this is my point.
Yeah.
They're 5-3, and we look at them like they're nothing special. I mean, the Patriots are 5-2. They should not be acting like they're a cut above really anybody.
Yeah.
And if they do, that's a problem.
But I think they've done a good job with that, because it's been 2 weeks since the Buffalo win. And the Buffalo win only made them 3-2, but that's really when the conversation started to change.
Yep.
And it was like, oh, the AFC's not as good as we thought it was going to be. Maybe Buffalo's not as good. Or even if you want to say they are good, well, the Patriots just beat them. And then they didn't follow that up with losses at all, or like even like bad performances. Like, they went out and beat the Saints on the road. They beat the Titans on the road. And so they haven't had that, like, oh, we are pretty good. Like, they're not sniffing their own toots.
No, not yet. I do think the Saints game, and maybe this will be lower scoring, but I think this one could feel like the Saints game, where you're like, why haven't they put the Browns away yet?
Yeah.
And
where it's like a one possession game, but you don't feel like you're going to lose it either.
Yeah. And and look, I don't think May is going to just, every time he drops back, huck it 50 yards and have a completion. That was like a cheat code
Unlikely.
In that game.
Yeah.
I don't think that, but I think it could play out in a similar fashion where the Patriots win and maybe even cover. Stay tuned for the keys for that.
Yeah, that's a little bit later.
What do the Patriots need to prove? And I think you might have hinted at some of this, but what do you want them to prove on the field this weekend, beyond just another win
rolling?
You know, what specifically do you want to see?
I do want them to really smother the Browns offense. The Browns offense isn't much of anything, and I think Vrabel is not, it's not just me and you saying this. Vrabel's really going to want to watch that first drive. Is it going to be a Bryce Young, Cam Ward, Spencer Rattler? Like, are any of these guys who aren't good quarterbacks, but for some reason, and whether it's the scripted plays or not, move down the field, do things that you weren't prepared for, and score? I'm glad they're able to make adjustments and all that, but there's sort of a theme. Certainly the two losses, but even a bunch of the wins they've had, that first possession, you make the other team look pretty good. And Dylan Gabriel in the Browns offense is not good. So, like, yeah, I'm interested in the running game. I'm interested in, you know, obviously Drake May. But the one thing that stands out to me is if the Browns get the ball first, do the Patriots, you know, turn it over, get a punt, whatever, or do they allow them to score and then make the adjustments?
So I agree with you, and I think it's this week's Verizon matchup. It is the Patriots' defense against the Browns' offense early. They have been carved up, Geno Smith, even Aaron Rodgers when he needed it at home. Never mind Bryce Young early. Never mind Spencer Rattler and Cam Ward early last week. They have been carved up early in the game on scripted plays, scripted drives, first one, two, three drives of the game. And then they've been able to right the ship, which is good. I guess I would prefer they fix it as the game goes on, certainly, than let it continue to spiral out of control and get out of hand. But how they start the game, to me, is the key to the game defensively. We've been harping on it for a while. To me, it's telling that coming out of last week's game, Vrabel was harping on it. So it'll be more egregious if the team doesn't correct that early at home this week. So that's your Verizon matchup, brought to you by the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. I said it before, and I've been wrong, because pretty much everybody gets to them the first couple drives of the game. I think this is a week where they nip it in the bud. I don't think the Browns are going to do much at all on offense. First drive, second drive, third drive, any drive. I don't really see them doing that this week, so I'll be disappointed if they don't start the game doing that.
I mean, the Browns last week was the first week they scored more than 17 points in a game, and they also needed a pick six to help get that, and a horrible performance by Miami. So it was only their second win. Their other win was a surprise. So this is the thing, though, with them, is they did beat Green Bay, And at that time, nobody thought Green Bay. In fact, that's only Green Bay's only loss, right? Because they had a tie.
Yep, correct. There was also the tie against Dallas. Yeah,
like Green Bay might be the best team in the NFC, and Cleveland beat them. So I mean, that's
Flacco.
Yeah, I guess you like Flacco, but Flacco wasn't doing much before that.
No,
after that. Well, and they barely won. They won 13-10.
Cleveland Flacco, not so good.
But that's the thing is, like, they what did they score, one touchdown in the game and they won? So that's sort of the formula for Cleveland. Like, they're going to need to force a bunch of turnovers, like Pittsburgh did to the Patriots. So I guess, like, Cleveland would say, "Hey, we need to play like the Green Bay game," and then if the Patriots play anywhere near like the Pittsburgh game, that would sort of be the formula for an upset.
So is it a trap game, and what do the Patriots need to prove this weekend? We're locked in on the defense shutting down the Cleveland offense early and throughout. You can discuss all day long here on a Patriots Friday. A reminder, football talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We got a top five Friday for you. All-time Browns at 1045. We got the Friday four-pack at 1130. Week in review, 1245. And at 1 o'clock, it's the keys. Keith's keys to Pats and Browns, plus Milton Williams, the milkman, will be joining us sometime in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get to the NBA's gambling scandal. We'll get to the Bruins last night. A lot on the table, but on the way next, can Drake May keep it rolling against this Browns defense? That's right after Trending with Billy Lanning.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Boston Bruins dropped their sixth straight in last night's 7-5 loss to the Anaheim Ducks at the TD Garden. Goaltender Jonas Kopitsalo gave up 6 goals on 29 shots. The Bees' home stand continues tomorrow afternoon against the Colorado Avalanche. Puck drop at the Garden is at 3 o'clock. Tonight, the Boston Celtics are in New York taking on the Knicks. Tip-off at Madison Square Garden is at 7:30. On Thursday Night Football, the Los Angeles Chargers got the 37-10 win over the Minnesota Vikings. At Patriots practice yesterday, 7 players, including Stephon Diggs and Kyle Duggar, were limited. Pats are back on the practice field today at 11:30. This Sunday, the Patriots host the Cleveland Browns. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 1 o'clock. Tonight is game one of the World Series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Toronto Blue Jays. Blake Snell will take the mound for the Dodgers against the Blue Jays' Trey Yesavage. First pitch from Rogers Center is at 8 o'clock. You can catch the call at game one right here on 93.7. ESPN Radio's coverage will begin at 7 o'clock. Also tonight on WEEI AM 850, Boston College Hockey takes on Denver. Pregame is at 6:45. Face-off at Conti Forum is at 7 o'clock. And tomorrow night, Boston College football will be in Louisville taking on the Cardinals. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7. Kickoff from L&M Stadium is at 7:30 with pregame coverage beginning at 7 o'clock. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Mike, you've played against some of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, Favre, Marino, Elway, played with the greatest quarterback of all time. Where does Drake May fit into that conversation right now?
I mean, I never played those guys when they were that young, but I did play against those guys. I mean, I played against Dan Marino when his cleat was like 12 inches high because of his Achilles. And was on the dirt infield. Yeah, too early in his career to understand. I think Drake's so excited just to be leading this football team, and it's fun to watch him want to prepare and get better and improve every day.
That was Mike Vrabel earlier this week discussing the start that Drake May is off to. What a question by Tom Curran. We might have to ask Curran about that when he joins us on Tuesday at high noon, Tommy Tuesday, every Tuesday with Jones and Keefe. He goes, Mike, you played against some of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, Favre, Marino, Elway, and played with the greatest QB of all time. Where does Drake May fit into that conversation right now? So Vrabel answered it straight face,
yeah.
But then he's like, well, Tom, I know you were kidding, and Tom asked a follow-up question, but it's like, what a snarky question about Drake May. He's not. Curran is not super in on Drake May still. I don't know what it's going to take. Yeah, seriously.
Although once you're committed on a guy, as far as like whether you think they're good or bad, you're probably better off staying there for a little bit, right? So he looks really good right now. But there was a stretch in
May, not Curran. Yeah, May.
Drake May. Does.
Yeah, Drake May.
I mean, someone on this show made the case he could be the MVP of the league.
Someone did.
Yeah, in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
But like Mac Jones, for part of 2021, may have fooled some people that he was like an okay quarterback, where in reality he was not.
Great point.
And so if you hated him coming out of the draft and you didn't like him early on, and then you swayed, and then in 2023 you're like, yeah, I told you he sucked. It's like, yeah, but you also said he might be okay. So like, stick with it. Like Chris Schein, give him credit. I know people were mad about Schein for that. Schein stuck with it every single day. Like, Mac Jones sucks. Mac Jones can have a great game against Cleveland. He's like, he sucks. He was right. He does.
Yeah.
So don't jump back and forth.
No, that's fair.
May is putting up a lot of evidence to the contrary. And he also came into the league as a better prospect than Mac Jones.
And the whole thank you. And the whole idea with Drake May versus Mac Jones specifically is if he ever reaches his potential, he has all the tools.
Yeah.
The question with Mac was he comes into the
league.
This
might be the best he is.
He's a finished product. Yeah. He's a high floor player. Which turned out to be wrong, by the way. He's not a high floor player. He's real low floor.
Low floor, but low ceiling.
That was kind of the book on
it. Ceilings below the floor.
Yeah, low floor, no ceiling in a lot of cases with Mac, who, by the way, is playing fine in San Francisco. Yeah. Not great, but fine. Certainly better than I thought. But that was the whole idea is this is what Mac Jones is, and he's just a ready-made widget to plug into the machine.
I don't understand why
Drake May
is
was
so
like, I don't know. It's a good question.
Can you? Because he was even joking with us last Tuesday or this Tuesday about, yo, you made a deal with the devil, and we're like, all right, well, he's playing really well.
Again, that question. Mike, you played against some of the greatest, Favre, Marino, Elway, and you played with Brady. Where does May fit into that conversation?
It is so silly because like nobody else is comparing him to those guys.
What a question.
Every once in a while, it comes up on the broadcast that, oh, he now has passed Tom Brady on a certain thing, or he is now tied with Tom Brady, or the last guy to do this was Tom Brady. But I think most rational people are saying, is it kind of like Herbert? Is this like year two Josh Allen? Like, those are sort of the comparisons. Orlovsky went as far as to say Roethlisberger, but I don't think anybody is talking about those other guys that are like in the Hall of Fame. But he is having a good run. I don't think Kern necessarily saw that coming. I know he's a big J.J. McCarthy fan, and that hasn't really been going great.
No, although McCarthy's about to get another crack the way Wentz played last night.
He sucks.
He almost got hurt on the sideline.
McCarthy?
I don't know if you guys saw. Yeah, he was standing there. He got rolled up on.
So standing
on the sideline.
That is terrible. I didn't see that. I was sticking with it. I had Aaron Jones in fantasy. I bet the Vikings. I stuck with that way longer than I should have last night.
Yeah.
But there was one drive where Wentz came out. I'm like, all right, I'm giving the Vikings one more drive here. And the Vikings had like two plays and Wentz threw just a brutal interception. I shut it off there. So was that after that?
Or was it before? It was in the first half.
Oh, so maybe I missed it.
Yeah, where
but
were you?
Wentz had a play where he fell on his non-throwing shoulder and was like writhing in pain. And I'm like, all right, J.J. McCarthy, keep an eye out for J.J. McCarthy next week.
Yeah.
So maybe this is current texting.
Could be.
617-779-7937. I referred to May in the Saints game as a cheat code. Every time he dropped back and hucked it 50 yards downfield.
Yeah, they should have done it more.
It was the craziest thing. It was like a glitch in the game.
It was. Pop dog was wide open, then scamper into the end zone.
They say on the text line, cheat code, LOL, the guy hasn't even thrown for 300 yards in an NFL game in two seasons. And I said, well, that can't possibly be right. I looked it up. Drake May has never thrown for 300 yards.
Interesting. Well, yeah, last year the offense was horrible.
But, he hasn't thrown for 300 yards this year. I did not realize that.
He had a 287 the first game of the season.
I don't think that means he sucks, by the way. I think he's really good. I'm just, that surprises me. And that's a stat I did not realize.
I would still take J.J. McCarthy.
Yikes.
I would not.
Also, a text that I think is wrong saying that we're talking trash about the Browns.
Yes, the other one. Yeah.
Drake May hasn't scored 17 points until the Bills game?
Correct.
What about the Dolphins game?
He said Drake hadn't scored 21 until the Buffalo. No, he scored 21 against the Dolphins week two. He scored 40-whatever against Carolina week four. Then the Buffalo game, and then they've scored 23-plus every game since. So that's an incorrect text.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know.
I mean, there was a kick return touchdown in the Dolphins game, but they scored a bunch of points in the Dolphins. Week two, right? It was 33-27.
No, good point. There was a special teams touchdown there. So, right, were they all on offense?
Yeah,
maybe that's where that's coming from. But
Patriots as a whole hadn't scored over 30 in 5 years.
Yeah. They've had some lean offenses. It looks a lot better now than it did before.
I feel fine making fun of the Browns' offense. Their defense is really good.
Sure. We've given them plenty of credit for that.
I take nothing back.
No.
I apologize for nothing I said about the Browns' offense. Outside of Judkins, it's terrible. Terrible.
They're 30th in points and 30th in yards. Seven games into the year. It's one of the worst offenses. They've made a quarterback change. They've probably gotten worse at quarterback. So, yeah, it's a terrible team.
You think May keeps it rolling against their defense, which is really good?
No, I mean, I think there's a good chance it doesn't look as good and he's not as comfortable as he was the last couple of weeks. I mean, I think they keep it rolling insofar as they win the game. And we look at, hey, another win. Yeah, it's tough in the NFL. It's tough to get wins. Vrabel's going to do the, hey, guys, don't beat yourself up. It's okay to celebrate the win, even though maybe he got sacked a couple times. Maybe there's a pick. Maybe whatever. So I'm not expecting him to light the world on fire. And if he does, I think people are going to have every right to be even more cocky about him and go ahead and start comparing him to these crazy guys.
I don't, and I agree with that. I don't think they win in spite of him. Like he's horrendous and they can't move the ball and like it's 10-3 or something like that.
I don't know if they can do that either.
No, I still think they win because of him, but I'm not anticipating a huge game out of Drake May. This is not a game for Drake May overs and, him hitting 300 yards, for instance. I don't think this is the week. Do you believe their run game keeps it going? It showed life last week. Do you think it keeps going against a really good Cleveland run defense?
No.
Me neither.
No, I'm with Alex Cora on that one. No, last week, good for them. Like, good for Ramondre Stevenson for actually, looking like a bit of a playmaker and, getting the most out of those carries. Trevion Henderson did nothing, and I don't expect him to do much. I mean, he should be motivated. He's got his former college teammate on the other side who has been playing pretty well.
He just celebrated a birthday.
Congrats.
Maybe that's the difference. New birth year or same birth year, new age, and maybe he'll be a different running back.
I think the running game gets stuffed a little bit.
So me too. But here's what I'll say. If the run game gets going against Cleveland, it's time to look at McDaniels and give him some credit for getting it going in the running game. I don't give him a ton of credit for last week.
Are you ready for rush yards allowed by the Browns?
Sure. Well, I know.
Per game.
Oh, got it. Sorry.
46.
Yep.
45. Mm-hmm. 81. 109. 97. 199. So it has trended up a little
bit. I was
going to
say the last four have actually been
fine. It's trended up a little bit. That was Lions, Vikings, Steelers, Dolphins.
Lions, Vikings, Steelers,
Dolphins. So the most rush yards against was against Sonic and Knuckles. So there's that.
That makes sense.
I don't think the Patriots have any version of that.
What week was the Cleveland game? I'm sorry. They're all the Packers games. I'm sorry.
Josh Jacobs had, I think, 30 yards that
Thank
game.
Thank you. Week three. I think they shut down Jacobs. Yeah. Maybe they didn't shut down the full running game.
That's pretty good.
But no, that is good. But no, it seems like it's trending in a better direction than I would have thought. And I don't think the Dolphins have a great running game. Achane, I think, is a great player, but
he's really fast.
More the pass game work than the run game with Achane. But yeah, that was last week. He ran on them. That's true. Kevin is in Quincy, says he wants us to pump the brakes on Drake May. Go ahead, Kevin.
All right.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning. Big fan of the show, and I'm the one that actually texted about the 300 yards.
Oh, good. Well, good stat,
Kevin.
So
you call him a... Okay, and that was off the top of my head. I just keep waiting for it, and it's just not going to happen, and here's why. He is the ultimate game manager, and I'm not criticizing him in any way, shape, or form.
That's a criticism.
Tom Brady was a game manager for the first 3 or 4 years of his career.
Right.
I know he led the league in touchdowns in 2002, I believe, with 28. Mm-hmm. So, I mean... In a day and age when like passing is pretty much, you know, 60% of most offenses, if you're waiting for him to throw for, you know, 380 yards and four touches, you're just not going to get that.
Kevin,
I don't think.
I'll keep you on there. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, can a game manager still be towards the top of the league in like air yards? Meaning, like, it's not just dink and dunk. He's throwing it deep down the field.
He's the only quarterback in the league with 2+
awesome
touchdown throws.
Ball.
That's not managing the game.
However, when you call him a cheat code and he only threw for 222 yards, I'm just scratching my head like, am I missing something here?
No, but that play against them, because they were sort of broken plays, the defense was lost, Pop Douglas of all people was coming up with it. So maybe you just don't like the phrase Jones used.
Weren't there 117 yards called back due to phantom penalties?
Thank you. No, I just said the deep ball, they should have just thrown it more. He also threw for 261 in that game, not 222. I wanted to ask him. He hung up. I didn't hang up on him. I want to ask him. He said Drake May's. It's not going to happen. He's not going to throw for 300 yards. He meant this weekend, not ever, right?
Oh, I mean, at some point he will. I don't think it'll be this game.
I mean, I would hope that wasn't.
Do you know how many
take.
Quarterbacks average 300 yards a game?
Probably zero.
Well, zero.
Yeah.
Right. So like, it doesn't even happen as often as maybe we think that it does. And a lot of times when it does happen, the team lost. So the Patriots are actually winning a lot of these games. So in the fourth quarter, he's not being asked to just air it out. Right, like Blake Bortles styles. The example I use all the time. Blake Bortles.
Ooh,
if
good.
You ever had Blake Bortles in fantasy in like 2017 or 18,
yeah,
scoreless for three quarters,
and then
three touchdowns and 300 yards in the fourth quarter, and in all garbage time.
I was
all against prevent defense.
I was an Allen Robinson guy.
Oh, he's great.
Well, tremendous. You had to wait till the fourth quarter. But Allen Robinson was getting his touchdown in the fourth quarter.
It was like Bo Nix last week. You're like, this is nothing here. Like, oh, just wait. Fourth quarter is coming. He'll be fine.
Was Blake Bortles ever on the Browns?
Blake Bortles. Was he one of the names in the Browns? I don't believe so.
I don't think he was ever a Brown.
Brown starting quarterbacks is a great list.
That is quite a list. We're going to give you a list as well coming up on a Top 5 Friday. The all-time Browns coming up next.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. A few weeks ago, we did Top 5 Saints. What was last week, Keefe? Top 5. Man, this is pathetic.
What could it be? My memory is short.
Oh, mine's so bad.
It's rivaled only by my eyesight.
I'm surprised I remember the Saints from a couple of weeks ago. What the hell was it?
I'm efforting. Week? I got to be able to find this.
Athletes in Boston Media.
Athletes in Boston Media. All right.
They're almost as quick as you did. Maybe a little bit before.
Oh, Billy had to tell me.
Okay, thanks, Billy.
Let me tell you. My buddy's father, former high school coach in the area.
Okay.
I'm sorry, father-in-law.
Okay, wait.
My buddy's father-in-law, former high school coach.
Your buddy's father-in-law? Yeah. I'm losing the thread here.
Complimented your high school credentials.
Oh, he did.
Very impressed. Heard it.
Oh yeah.
And said, "Wow, you're co-host there.
Knows
pretty
what
good,
he's doing.
Pretty good athlete."
Yeah, yeah.
Noticeably
yeah.
said very little about my high school career.
Did not refer to your track speed.
Didn't love Jones in the 8 and the 15.
No, not the best events
on outdoor dirt tracks in northern Vermont.
The 800, was that a half mile?
Yeah, you don't do a half mile. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's two. That's sprinting for two straight laps there, Keith.
You're not supposed to sprint for two.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh, no, you're not.
800. Oh, yeah.
How'd you do?
Not great.
Okay, maybe not sprint the whole time.
No, I wasn't the greatest at
it. I think you're supposed to, like, start, like kind of pace yourself and then rip it at the
not
end.
Not for the 800. No.
Yeah.
No, you're thinking maybe the 15.
I'm not thinking either one, to be honest. That's not, wasn't really for me.
But anyway, top five Boston athletes in the media last week.
That was good.
Seek those out at Jones and Keefe. You can also seek out our top five all-time Browns. Keith, you want to get it started this week?
Yeah, top five Browns. This is one of the more difficult lists because there are just so many good Browns that are out there. There's so many good Browns. So you want me to, I guess I'll go first?
Sure.
Number five.
All right, coming to number five, I'm going with D'Lo Brown. Four-time European champion, one-time intercontinental champion. He was a member of the Nation of Domination and also had one of the great frog splashes of all time. I'm going with D'Lo.
Hang on. Billy is nodding back
there. Yeah, Billy's for sure.
There's a wrestler?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's what.
D'Lo Brown?
That's what frog splash, the lowdown.
I was gathering from the content. Well, look, I wasn't 100% sure what a frog splash was. There were a lot of, my mind was really racing there.
It's a great move off the top rope.
Okay.
You really land right, you go like belly to belly on these guys.
D'Lo Brown.
D'Lo Brown, number five.
All right, nice.
Number
four.
Brown University.
Oh, good one.
Ivy League school. You got to kind of tip your cap to them.
Local.
New England Ivy League school. So sure. I believe Julie Bowen went there.
Nice. Okay.
Brown University, number four.
Coming in at number third.
Coming in at number third, I'm going with one of the all-time greats, Sweet Brown.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
The greatest.
Sweet Brown.
Sweet Great Brown. One. Interviewed on the news. There's a fire in the building. Sweet Brown. She woke up early in the morning, and Daniel Tosh did a web redemption with her.
Oh, yeah. Those were great.
Yeah. She woke up at 2:30 in the morning. She was thirsty, so she wanted to go get a Sprite. And then that's when she smelled the fire.
Yeah, a little midnight Sprite.
But I also love her too. She's like, I have bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
Like, I'm not going to complain about it, right? She also didn't have any time for that. So Sweet Brown.
Sweet Brown. Great one.
Number three.
Number
two.
Doc Brown.
Oh, good one.
Doc Brown.
This was a Jones honorable mention.
Oh, a legend.
Yeah.
He could take it back. He was a strange teacher, But he could take you literally back to the future. He could rig up a DeLorean, and he could do all kinds of stuff. Some of the great movies ever made. Great so one. Doc Brown, number two.
Number
one.
Jim Brown. Jim Brown played for the Browns, for God's sakes. Yes. Jim Brown is a legend, one of the greatest football players of all time. Had a long acting career as well. Civil rights activist. The guy was the man. So I'm going Jim Brown, number one.
Was very on the nose.
It couldn't be more on the nose, but sometimes the most obvious answer is the right answer.
So D'Lo Brown.
D'Lo Brown.
Brown University.
That's right.
Sweet Brown.
Sweet Brown.
Doc Brown.
Doc Brown.
And, of course, Jim Brown.
Yeah.
That's a pretty silly list.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Let me count this down.
Ain't nobody got time for
starting
that.
With the number five
spot. Number
five.
Peyton Hillis, Keith. I mean, the man
Madden
was
cover.
The man was on the cover of Madden. He ran wild on the Patriots that one time.
Once.
So Peyton Hillis checking in.
Yeah, good one.
Number five.
Number
four.
Downtown Julie Brown.
Nice.
Real nice.
Nice.
She's still.
Dude, that's a good one.
She's still doing SiriusXM like top 40 countdowns.
Hell yeah.
And it is just The Voice.
Oh, yeah.
It'll get you there.
Sure can.
Downtown Julie Brown.
Downtown Julie Brown.
Coming in at number third.
Murphy Brown.
Damn it.
It's just a good show, really.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Candace Bergen.
It's just really a good show.
Murphy Brown.
Yeah, Murphy Brown.
Number
two.
Hash browns, Keith. What's wrong with you? They're delicious. They get your day started.
Hash browns, number two.
Who doesn't want a nice hash brown?
Good one.
Number
one.
The godfather of soul, James Brown.
James Brown.
What are you doing?
No,
how is he
list.
Not on your list?
Well, I'll tell you why. D'Lo Brown, Brown University, Sweet Brown, Doc Brown, Jim Brown.
Okay. These are the top five Browns.
What an incredible list. Because there are some other honorable mentions.
So Doc Brown was a tough omission for me. Let's see.
Snubbed on my list was Foxy Brown.
Ooh,
not the new
that.
Rapper, but Foxy Brown, Pam Grier, the movie from the 70s. Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown was great.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
So that's one I did not think of.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown was on the honorable mentions over here.
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown on the honorable mentions.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown on the honorable mentions.
He had a full list of honorable mentions.
I really did.
Yeah. Bad News Brown, another wrestler.
I did not have that
another
one.
Another movie, Jackie Brown, honorable
ooh,
mention.
Ooh, Jackie Brown. Not my favorite Tarantino movie, but still a Tarantino
underrated,
movie.
Underrated Tarantino movie.
Yeah, because it wasn't his script. I think it's the only movie that he didn't write that he directed.
Hmm. Yeah. Bobby Brown, Chris Brown,
well, Bobby
Zach
Brown.
Brown, Dan Brown.
Bobby Brown and Chris Brown, both problematic.
No, they're not the greatest
both
guys.
Problematic, I mean,
I'd
Jones.
I'd look into Jim Brown if I were you. Dan
number one.
Dan Brown. Melanie Brown.
Dan Brown from like Angels and Demons.
Yeah,
and
Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, we're book guys, Keith.
Obviously. What about the color brown?
Well, I should have thought about that.
Yeah.
Melanie Brown, Scary Spice. Mel B.
Oh, good one.
The B is for Melanie Brown.
Yeah. Andre Rison? What do you mean? He's a good brown.
He was a great brown, yeah.
Jones just gave me a real quizzical look. He's a great brown.
Yeah, no, I
Eric
like
Metcalf?
Him. Yeah, good player.
That'd be good.
Troy Brown?
Troy Brown.
Great one. How D Brown. You love
oh,
D Brown.
Oh, I love D Brown.
Yeah, I was ready. I was bracing for D Brown.
I should have put D Brown. I won a dunk contest. Greg Hill's texting
brownies count?
Say
brownies?
That?
Brownies?
I thought about that.
I also thought about brownies. Greg
Hill, bad Leroy Brown.
Bad Leroy Brown. Great one. Walter Brown.
Walter Brown? Oh, the tackle?
No, that's Walter Jones.
That is Walter Jones.
Walter Brown on the Celtics.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Too many good Browns.
If A.J. Brown wasn't going to miss for my fantasy team this week, I would have put A.J. Brown
can't
on
do
there.
A.J. Brown.
Maybe future Patriot. Larry Brown.
Larry Brown, the coach.
Tim Brown.
Vincent Brown, people are saying.
Well, text line is I can't even.
No, it's some of these you can't.
I can't quite. Well, I can't, surely can't read them all. I just
what
can't
about
keep
Cleveland
up with
Brown from Family Guy?
Good one.
Terrible. But,
great one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Top five. Top five.
$10 shake in the Twitch chat had a good one.
Who?
Oh, what was it?
And a reverse Paul Brown.
Oh, damn it. Paul Brown. $10 shake gets it. Oh, that was right
the
there.
Reverse Paul Brown. Damn it. We don't even listen to our own show.
Come on.
Man, we got to redo these. Although, no, I like my list a lot, but there are some great ones.
Yeah.
I'm glad you included Murphy Brown. I completely forgot about Murphy Brown. Between Murphy Brown and our Frasier talk, we are crushing 90s comedies. That's good stuff.
Reverse Paul
Brown. Paul
Brown. Who can I knock out for reverse Paul Brown?
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, he missed an open net last night like you read about, Keith. The guy had just a wide open net and was playing like Niles out there.
What about Brown Trout?
Brown Trout. Good one. That's quite a good one. Okay. We'll keep those coming. We'll see what else we miss. Reverse Paul Brown, I am kicking myself for.
Ooh, Millie Bobby Brown.
Billy Bobby
Stranger
Brown.
Things. Yeah, that's coming back.
Yep, that's true. Okay. Those will be up shortly at Jones and Keefe. At Keefe 21.
Brown ale.
At Jones W. E.
Not my favorite brew dog, but
I'll mix in.
I'll drink a brown ale.
I'll mix in a brown ale.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm not going to say no to it.
No.
But like one.
Maybe just one.
Yeah. A Newcastle.
Ranking brown ales.
We're not doing that. We're not ranking brown ale.
Are you sure?
No, no. I think the Browns is good.
We got 3 hours left. I'll rank a brown ale.
Bernie Kosar? Put him on there? Where was Bernie Kosar? Where's Vinny Testaverde?
Lower.
617-779.
Didn't make the list?
7937.
Belichick.
No. Yeah, well, that's controversial.
That is.
I didn't want to go there.
Risque.
We'll get to all your feedback coming up. We also have to satisfy at least one texter who keeps texting in that we're ignoring the story. The latest on the NBA's gambling scandal.
Yes. We've heard.
Let's get to that with all your phone calls next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.